few years ago, and before I came to the district, I was working with the International Institute of Tropical Aquaculture in Nigeria. And we did a lot of effort then to how to find a mechanism to increase the phosphor availability. And even this year's my graduate student and I just published a paper on how to find out use organic to increase the phosphor availability. But at the same time, I'm doing the work then how to reduce the phosphor availability or find out something that can really manage the phosphorus, the eutrophication. Anyway, this is it's good to see how this the research is driven by needs. I'm Guanglong Tian, as you can see here. The work is collaborated, jointly worked with Dr. Cox, Dr. Kumar, and Dr. Grand at the Water Reclamation District of Greater Chicago. Also contributed by Dr. Eniot at Pennsylvania State University. I also like acknowledge the contribution of Dr. George O'Connor at the University of Florida, who provide the inputs in designing the experiment. Okay, why Chicago is a water reclamation district is interested in the phosphorus and other nutrient management? Because the Chicago, as I said, will have 1% of the country population and produce 3% of the biosolids because of the industry, a lot of the biosolids produced. And Chicago is probably apply much more in percentage of the biosolids to the farmland. The country as a whole is only 45% applied to farmland, but Chicago already have 57%, because even 30 years ago, the Chicago is the people already think about the farmland application of biosolids, and it contribute a lot then to the Part 503 in the regulate the biosolid application in the nation. What is the current situation at Illinois? Illinois is still based on the nitrogen requirement of corn and how much nitrogen is available in the biosolids, then to determine the how much of the biosolid we can apply. So as you can see here, the guidelines 1.3 pound nitrogen per bushel corn. So normally we consider it 150 bushel per acre. The nitrogen in the biosolids, we consider 80% of ammonia is available in the first year. All I talk about is the first year. The organic nitrogen is only 20%. So based on this, the guidelines, normally we can, if biosolids contain 4% of nitrogen, we still can we can apply 22 ton per hectare, which is about 10 ton per acre. But I'll show you what happens then in terms of phosphorus, because we need the phosphorus. But the amount of the phosphorus removed by the plants is much less compared to nitrogen. So there's only 40 kilo of phosphorus can be removed by the corn. And well, we apply probably 550 kilo phosphorus per hectare. But don't be scared by this factor. Don't apply just 10 times the, because we are very confident. Why? The phosphorus in the biosolids is very different from the phosphorus in the trip superphosphates, probably even the manure, because in the biosolids there's aluminum, iron, and which probably already bound the phosphorus in terms of the form, which is much less available. And also the iron, aluminum, when you apply to the fields, might also help them further fix the phosphorus. So we are working on this kind of global, or not global, general hypothesis. The phosphorus in the biosolids is much less available, much environmentally detrimental than compared to the fertilizer phosphorus. So if this is true, then but we still need to find out what is the relevance, what is the relative index, so how much less the biosolids in contributing the environmental problem. So that's the reason we said this experiment. The experiment, the Chicago is near the Lake Michigan, as you know. MWRDGC is just on the outskirts of Chicago. Our experiment is conducted in the Fulton County, which is near Peoria. Why is Fulton County, Peoria. I just quickly go through because there is a time problem. Because MWRD is initiated a land reclamation for strip mine lands more than it's about 35 years ago. 35 years ago in the Fulton County. For an area of 10,000 acres. So this has been make tremendous progress in land reclamation, which I will not talk about more. But that's the reason we conduct this experiment in the Fulton County. So the experiment is just follow a general approach to look at the relative effectiveness of biosolids P and the triple superphosphate in raising the soil test P and the P concentration is in runoff. So look at these two type of, two type of P sources. How much is your raise? Then we could find a relative difference. This is a very quick, as what I say is a simple approach, may not be very sophisticated, but can give a good start. So we start experiment in 2005, in fall 2005, on the plots which has been cropped for several years, try to exhaust the phosphorus before start the experiment. So the biosolids was applied in the October 2005. The design is one-time application for 3 years crop use. So you can see that we measure the biosolids. The biosolids is lagoon stabilized air dry biosolids. The P content is about 2.9. This is almost highest P in the biosolids that we analyzed. So we measure, then we apply. The one on this side is we try to calibrate. The Josh tried to try to calibrate because the plot is, each plot is a quarter acre. So we just calibrate and to apply it to as precision as possible. Then after application, then we get it incorporated immediately. So the corn was planted in the first year, and the second year, the third year, the data percent is following the first year. And so we have total area of the study is 10 acres. I find that this is a very interesting result. You can see initially before the experiment started, the Olsen P is about 28 ppm. So after this is 1 year after application, we're taking sample. The surface soil, then you can see the Olsen P is increased, but the response of this is all talk about change. The increase in the Olsen P is much sharper than in the TSPs compared to biosolids. And look at the slope, this is 0.13, this is 0.035. So there's several times more quicker and faster with TSPs as compared to biosolids. We are thinking about the environmental concerns, so we want to generate some runoff. We take this about 1.5 year after application. We take soil from each plot. We put it in the trees. We generate, use the rainfall simulator, and to generate the runoff. The runoff collected in each bucket. Then we analyze the dissolved reactive phosphorus. And this is a very good indicators for algae growth because this is immediately available for the algae. And this is also very interesting. See, in the controls, there's no any phosphorus application. So you only have 0.07 ppm, which is very normal for the situation. But once you add the phosphorus, but the runoff P, the P in the runoff increase in the concentration. But the response is much sharper, much faster and higher in the TSP compared to the biosolids. So we do a calculation, very simple calculation. I'm trying to give you a very simple take-home message. Then if you want to raise 1 ppm, okay, let's say if you want, then in order to raise 1 ppm Olsen P's, you need only 7.7 kilo per hectare of TSP, but you need 29 then kilo phosphorus from the biosolids. The same thing is it will be very interesting. Is if you want to increase the run of P, the concentration is by 0.01 ppm, then TSP is 25 kilo per hectare can make the sense, but for the biosolids you need 100. So this is a very good information. And so if you want to use this guideline to decide how much the phosphorus can apply from biosolids. So for the same sense, for where you can apply TSPs, you could apply almost four times than for the biosolids, and without cause additional problem. But this is the first year results. So the experiment is continued for another 2 years, and the results will be refined from the new results. And at the end of 3 years, then we'll give a package to Illinois EPA, who is very open at this moment, want to have a result to design a guideline for Illinois, the phosphorus applications in terms of biosolids. All right, thank you. I think is the first of the time is it because we understand there's no way to reduce the phosphorus input realistically if you don't delay the time. So if you want to add every year, there's probably no way because you can see the 10 times difference compared to what they add and the crop remove. So if you want to add every year, apply the biosolid, there's probably no way then to deal with this phosphorus problem. So the first thing is let's then apply once then for 3 years. But we cannot say once in 10 years, then the program will be very difficult to operate. Then. So we say go develop package once for 3 years, then we think about then how they available from the biosolid phosphorus.
And are we
delaying?
Is it a matter of delaying
relief? Yes, because the phosphorus, I think, will have a delay release. Your question actually could be answered maybe after another year because we don't know how about the second year. This is 2006 fall sampling, and 2007 fall sampling is just taken last week. So we don't know whether any phosphorus come out. Maybe even no phosphorus come out this year. Maybe the results are even more contrasting for compare these two types of soils. So this is, we are really look forward to see the new results from 2007 and 2008.
Did you look at some other soil data?
Yes, actually I include all the results. Yesterday I have the Bray number one, I have a Manic, but some of my co-authors say that it's too much to handle at 5 o'clock today then. So I take out then. But the Bray number one is almost the same. The Bray number one is almost the same. The Manic, the difference is a little bit narrower. So the little bit narrower, right? But we don't trust. We probably not will include the Manic, because the Manic 3 is too much acid, so the extraction is probably too strong, especially for iron and aluminum bound phosphorus. pH is about 6.5 to 7.
And your runoff studies that were taken from the field have been applied?
Yes, it's a soil taken from field which is applied either TSP or biosolid about 1.5 years before. So we apply October 2005, we take sample in March 2007. Yes, even one of my co-authors, Dr. Iniod, he said it's interesting to find out after 1.5 years, then the TSP still can generate not much higher the runoff P, because this could be something that, so TSP then maybe will still gradually release, maybe in third year, maybe, then that's what I, well, very interested to look forward to. Yeah, there is another one. This is the DRP just gathered about a week before the ASA, so we are the data coming will be there. And I can tell you one thing. Okay, we are not. We probably expect it will be better results because we have another study which is use the vegetation buffer. So compare the biosonia and no biosonia, we find out because this sediment from the biosonia product actually is less than in the no biosonia. So because they maybe have something even help the results then, but it's yet to analyze. We don't do it. Because in Chicago, as I said, we produce 3% of our solid. Our policies do not add anything. Because the transportation is the main cost for Chicago biosolid, $17 per ton. So even one single, we don't add. Our policies don't add, just working on what we can do.
Well, that's it. Thank you.